This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday version of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
And it's, on top of being Sunday, it's Veterans Day. Now, not observed. The government decides when holidays are, but traditionally, the 11th day of the 11th month is Veterans Day.
Can we call it what it actually is?
Armistice Day. They changed the name, so I don't know if it's
They changed the name and the purpose.
Okay.
But it is actually Armistice Day. It is the day that we commemorate the end of what some referred to as the war to end all wars, which we know didn't actually end all wars. Others referred to it as the Great War. We're talking about the first of two things to be called a world war.
That's right. And honestly, it would be very difficult to talk about World War One without World War Two. It's really important. World War Two is the one that gets all the, it's got all the flash. It's got the cool airplanes. It's got, you know, I mean, who doesn't hate Nazis, right? You got a real villain there. Now, obviously, the United States fighting on the side
current
of
Nazis. They don't hate Nazis.
Probably not. The amount of people in the world that don't hate Nazis, low, is I guess what I'm saying. It's really unpopular to like Nazis, for instance. And, you know, it's sort of left out that America fights alongside the USSR, the great villain of the Cold War, and supports this organization, helps it to take over a great deal of land. You know, many people die in the, you know, this counter attack by the Russians that, you know, over the course
World
of
War
decades.
II definitely more dead people than World War One.
Yeah. But I think that World War II's, probably because of Saving Private Ryan, in large part, is just that war that people really admire. It's the one that they think of when they think of the freedom in the United States being protected.
You know, the supposed greatest generation during World War II, where World War One was supposedly the silent generation.
Well, then there's also the fact that after World War II, that's when the United States became the greatest power in the world. And it
right.
was really World War II that made that change from Britain to the United States.
Right. And World War One, you know, the war to end all wars, and World War II was the war that led us into perpetual war.
Also, the United States wasn't nearly as involved in World War One as in World War Two.
That's correct. So there's not as much to like about that, right? Like, you know, the United States is like the guy who walks into a bar fight, punches the guy that he likes the least, and then declares himself the winner of the bar fight. Everybody else is laying around bloody and hey, I won.
Yeah, the U.S. came in at the very end when everybody was already dead for World War One.
But I've decided to read for Armistice Day here. I've decided to read the story of Sergeant Henry Gunther. Now, if you're not familiar with his name, it's not a terrible surprise. I didn't know what it was. If somebody had asked me, what's the name of the last American to die in World War One, I wouldn't know. Now, for those who are in many of our listeners listen through podcasts and streams in foreign countries and those sorts of things, I have addressed in many occasions the last to die in every country. I decided that I wanted to read more about Sergeant Gunther in this on this Armistice Day. So here we go.
So just a quick question of clarification here. We're not talking about people that had some kind of battle wound that then died 2 months after the war.
Right.
We're talking about people actually, you know, like shot and killed on the battlefield.
Yeah, they're calling a battlefield death.
Okay.
And by the way, this is probably the only time you're going to hear that term used. I mean, you know, a battlefield death versus, you know, somebody dying of a gangrenous, you know, wound or something. Really the same thing, honestly. But, you know, Blackjack Pershing, the America's either only or second five-star general declared, or was it six-star? One of the highest-ranked generals in American history decided to call Henry Gunther's death, the final American death in World War One.
All right.
So people who died after, well, sorry. So he was the last, this is from NBCNews.com. He was the last American killed on the battlefields of World War One, felled by a German bullet just 1 minute before the armistice. Mind you, plenty of people died after the armistice. I don't know. I haven't had a chance to go through this entirely to know whether they tell the story. But basically, the world powers got together in a railroad car in some forest. I can't remember which one off the top of my head. And decided to sign the armistice. They came to an agreement on, I believe it was November the 10th. So yesterday, and then decided that the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month sounded spiffy, and they'd go for that. So let's just let these fellas shoot at each other for that period of time. Rather than just saying, hey, war's over, but we're going to officially end it at 11-11-11, they just let them continue, which I find abhorrent. So going on. Almost a century later, it is a century later, this is an old article, the circumstances of Sergeant Henry Gunther's death remain a matter of debate among historians. Was he a brave hero who charged into an ambush by German soldiers in the final minutes of the Great War? The senseless victim of military commanders who kept the fighting up hours after a ceasefire was signed, or a conflicted warrior with something to prove who signed his own death warrant? As Gunther's family prepares to lay flowers on his grave in Baltimore's Most Holy Redeemer Cemetery on Tuesday, obviously, this is a few years old, to mark his death, the Armistice and Veterans Day, even they admit they don't have all the answers. Why would they have all the answers? Are they following him around? The family's kept an open mind about what actually happened to my great-uncle, Gunther's great-nephew, Joseph Long, himself a Vietnam War veteran, said by the phone and from Baltimore. You had to be there to really know. The official view is etched into a bronze plaque at the foot of Gunther's grave. Highly decorated for exceptional bravery and heroic action that resulted in his death 1 minute before the armistice. A U.S. Army citation states that on November the 11th, 1918, during the Battle of the Argonne Forest, Gunther's unit, the Alpha Company of the 313th Regiment, 79th Infantry Division. I mentioned all that for the people that care about those numbers. It's pretty meaningless to me. I always did like the big red one. I mean, that was just a, it's an infantry army. The big red one is the army. The army has more than one army for whatever reason. And just thought that was that's a cool name. Anyway, he ran into a German ambush near the French town of, Chaumont-d'Avon. Danvers.
Sounds good.
Yeah. North of Verdun. At the same time, a message that arrived with the word that the war would be over within the hour. That's when Gunther, pinned down by enemy fire and visibly angry, bolted with bayonet fixed and charged the German machine gun nest. At least one bullet shattered his head at 10:59. General John Pershing, commander of the American Expeditionary Forces, ordered that Gunther be named the last American to die in the battlefield. 5 years later, Gunther's remains were returned to Baltimore with full military honors. But investigative reporting over the years painted a more nuanced picture, one that suggests Gunther's final heroic charge was as much about slaying his own demons. Of German descent, he and his family had become targets of growing anti-German sentiment. We were told, growing up, that the local pharmacist accused my grandmother of being a German spy, Long said. The police took her in, but she was later released. It was a pretty tense time. And this was very true throughout America. I can tell you here in New Hampshire, the city of Berlin, it's Berlin now, but in 1916 or whatever,
right,
it was Berlin. And they decided, they decided to change the pronunciation of their town in order to be less Germany. Seriously, folks, that's what it was like. Because even in World War One, when the United States wasn't even in the war, they had their favorites. And even though there was a huge German population here, many times they were vilified.
Actually, the Germans are the largest ethnic group in the United States.
Yes, so they are.
There were people never mentioned for speaking German in public.
Yeah, it's true. These things are true. And the reason that it's not mentioned is because of this. The two world wars fought against Germany made it sort of unpopular to be German for whatever reason. And
unless you're Amish.
Yeah, I think that the Amish have redeemed themselves, but they are a peace church. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash, BCH. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com. Pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight, and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. We are reading the story of Sergeant Henry Gunther, the last man to die in World War One.
Officially the last man to die.
Yeah. 100th anniversary of his death today, and the signing of the armistice to end World War One. And Daryl has looked up a little bit of trivia surrounding the armistice, but I'm going to let him...
Right, because I was trying to actually find info about when did they actually agree to this thing going into effect on the 11th day of the 11th hour of the 11th month, and I'm not seeing anything saying that they formally signed it on the 10th, but I did find some anomalies, if you will.
But I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. They're delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it's now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.com, pick the gift card you want. Be sure to check the gift cards that you purchase is available in your country. That would be important, right? Follow the instructions on screen and make your payment using Bitcoin, the Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight, and your gift card will be delivered to you just as soon as it's ready. It's giftcards.bitcoin.com. Applebee's, Domino's, Home Depot, Uber, Hotels.com, Nike, hundreds more. Giftcards.bitcoin.com.
So...
Yeah, tell me about the armistice arrangement.
Yeah, so, again, was signed, it's officially the Armistice of Compiègne, which is the French fort. You mentioned it was, signed in a forest, French forest, and, it formally took place Paris time, the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, marked a victory for the Allies and a defeat for the Germans, although they did not formally surrender, which is kind of strange for the ending of a war.
They hadn't formally lost, right? I mean, so why would they surrender? It's not like the Germans were getting pushed back or anything like that.
I don't know a lot about the World War One.
I've studied it a great deal because I consider it to be foundational, A, in the belief of that war is largely futile and a terrible way to solve problems. Not to say that I think that every conflict and every person that's ever fought in every conflict is some kind of murderer or anything like that. I just, I'm a student of history,
right.
And students of history tend to look at war as both interesting and a terrible waste.
Yes. And I do know that a lot of the, penalties assessed on the Germans is what allowed for the rise of the Nazi Party.
Yes.
And
so historians,
by the
way,
not have World War II without World War One.
Historians are almost of accord on this particular point that basically it was the restrictions, the huge penalties of the Treaty of Paris. Is that right? Treaty of Versailles, excuse me.
Yes.
That made Hitler angry, made Germans angry generally, caused his rise to chancellor, that sort of thing. By the way, they did not vote him in as a majority.
Although the armistice ended the fighting, and this is what is really interesting, and I had never been taught and never learned about this, the armistice ended the fighting, again, on November 11th, 1918, but it didn't actually formally end the war. It was basically a ceasefire, and it was prolonged. This ceasefire was prolonged three times until the signing of the Treaty of Versailles in June of 1919, which took effect January 10th, 1920. So World War One did not actually formally end until 1920.
That's correct. So,
but we're always told, it ended in 1918.
Well, the fighting did.
Right, so. Well, when did the fighting in the Korean War end? But it's a well-known fact that the Korean War has never formally ended.
I thought they just ended it.
No.
Okay, well, They're talking about it, okay.
They're doing some things of removing landmines out of the DMZ, but they've not actually signed anything formally ending the war.
That'd be nice.
I mean, that would bring it to the question of what is war if not people fighting and killing each other.
Right. It's right. It's a good question. So the United States hasn't declared war since 1942. Does that mean that the people who died in the Korean conflict, the Vietnam conflict, you pick after that, it gets a little murky, Persian Gulf War conflict, Persian Gulf War II, Saddam Hussein, any of these things?
Grenada, yeah. Even though Grenada was 12 and a half minutes long, it was still a bunch of people shooting people.
People died.
So on the subject of this man died basically after the agreement was entered into but wasn't formalized. So his death is sort of wasted, and it's wasted in a silly manner. They just wanted it to be cool, the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month.
Yeah, I think that to some extent they probably want some coordination. Like, to defend the generals of World War I who are rarely defended, they probably wanted some level of coordination, which
right,
could get confusing.
How many times in... say the Spanish-American War or the American Civil War, which actually wasn't a civil war, but not getting into that. After the war officially ended, and I'm using air quotes there for those people not watching the live stream, after the war officially ended, there were still people fighting for days, weeks, sometimes months.
It's true.
Because it takes a long time to dispatch things. But early 1900s, you've got telegraphs, and it's easier to relay messages. I do think if they wound up sending telegrams saying, tomorrow at 11 o'clock, stop firing your rifles.
Yeah, I think that in this case, probably the reason that, at least the reason that we're being offered here is the reason Sergeant Henry Gunther decided to pop up might be related in some way to the treatment of his family in the United States as German immigrants. So his grandmother had been brought in and questioned as a German spy, basically because she speaks German. And by the time he was drafted in 1917, Gunther had a steady job as a bank bookkeeper and had just been engaged. He had absolutely no desire to be in that war, but who would, Long said, especially, this is a nephew, great-nephew, especially to be killing Germans. Worse, he had just been busted in rank from sergeant down to private, according to a contemporary Baltimore Sun reporter, James Kane, who interviewed many of Gunther's platoon mates. Gunther's rank was posthumously reinstated, by the way. It's nice, give him the sergeant's rank back. Apparently, a letter he'd written to a friend bashing army life and warning him against enlisting made it into the hands of U.S. military censors, as Kane wrote. At the time, he thought himself suspected of being a German sympathizer. The regiment went into action a few days later after he was demoted, and from the start, he displayed the most unusual willingness to expose himself to all sorts of risk.
Oh, that's interesting. That reminds me very much of a book written by Milan Kundera called The Joke, in which the character in the book was angry with his communist girlfriend. They were both communists, and he wrote her a letter saying how bad the party was. Because he was angry with her, they found it, and he ended up losing all of his job and being punished for it. So very similar to that.
Yeah, it's nice reading people's mail. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. It's okay for America to read your mail. It's in the name of freedom.
Security.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if this social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Wildfires are threatening areas of northern and southern California. At least 23 people are dead from the campfire since Thursday. At least two fire-related fatalities are west of L.A. Two major concerns, according to KNX reporter Pete Demetrio on the fire lines.
It hopscotched. It left brush and trees and everything else in patches. So when the wind hits it, the embers hit that unburned fuel, the smoke goes up, the flames roar along the hillsides. The second thing they're worried about is unpredictable winds that will drive the flames to the southwest.
President Trump has drawn criticism for threatening to withhold funding to the Forestry Service, as he says he blames them for the fires. Senator Lindsey Graham on CBS's Face the Nation.
Now it's not time to talk about cutting off money. With all due respect, we're going to help our friends in California. They need help.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, Veterans Day, Armistice Day, Armistice Day edition here. Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let me tell you about Anarchapulco, because Ian and I are going, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I think that this is, it's the best Liberty event that I've ever gone to, and they consistently deliver a better one every year. Hopefully this year will be the same. I think it's going to be. They've got a lot of great names lined up. Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Doug Casey, Larkin Rose, David Icke, Cynthia McKinney, Vitalika. Vitalika is the president of Liberland, for those who do not know. These are the biggest names of the Liberty Movement, and it'll be the largest gathering of free thinkers, voluntarists, libertarians, ANCAPs in Acapulco, Mexico, from February the 14th through the 17th at Anarchapulco. You'll love the lineup. By the way, I'm going to be emceeing Cryptopulco, which is a thread. I don't know exactly what to call it. It's they're discussing entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, personal relationships, and obviously cryptocurrency for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. And, of course, Free Talk Live will be there again. Go to anarchapulco.com, like so many have, and use coupon code FTL Register and save 15% off. This is the first time we've had a discount for you guys. Enteracapulco.com, code FTL. Love to see you there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Enteracapulco.com, code FTL. So going on here with the story from NBC News about Sergeant Gunther, who was killed, the last American killed in World War One. Historians point out that Gunther's officers, who gave the order to take the high ground back, knowing full well the war was about to end, rather than sitting tight on November the 11th, Allied commanders sent messages across front lines to attack the enemy, even during those 6 hours between the signing of the ceasefire and its execution. Allied leaders found outrageous excuses to send 13,000 men, this is just on one side, into their deaths against defeated enemy, said late Joseph Persico, wrote in his highly critical book, 11th Month, 11th Day, 11th Hour. Almost 3,000, ladies and gentlemen, 3,000 Americans died, including Gunther, that fateful morning. More than were killed on D-Day.
On the final day.
Yes.
We know the war is ending in about an hour.
Yeah, the war's ended, basically.
Yeah, like they've already signed the paperwork, but they say, you know, we get to fight for another hour, and 3,000 men.
3,000 Americans. Yeah, 3,000 Americans were killed. And because American commanders kept sending troops into line of fire.
Because they couldn't get enough war.
Well, the Americans never felt like they really got their war. And that's probably the difficulty here. Clearly, the public's perception about World War One and its last American victim has changed over the years. The generation that grew up with Gunther's legend in Baltimore would have regarded him as the last brave American to die in the nation's noble effort to end a long, horrible conflict of dubious purpose in Europe, wrote Dan Rodericks, another Baltimore Sun reporter covering the 90th anniversary of the Allied victory in 2008. Today, looking back through the lens of history, we might see Gunther's death differently. It's foolish. Unnecessary, ironic, like the Great War itself. And for me, this is how I see the conflict that laid the groundwork for World War II, because you can't discuss the World War II without discussing the groundwork that was laid by World War I.
Right.
The way that the Japanese were treated during the signing of the Treaty of Versailles, the way they were treated as lesser. And they felt excluded. They're very clear on this. The way the Germans had these huge reparations put upon them, and that they were living in squalor and in terrible poverty, and it's all because their nation had to keep pumping money out to this other side. I mean, you know, I'm not saying Germany was on the right side of World War One. I wouldn't make that claim. I would, if you want to talk alternate history, if Germany would have stayed put. Rather than doing its run through Belgium in World War One, you would see a very different Europe. If it would have waited for France to attack and just dug in there, and then England may or may not have gotten in, and if it had gotten in, it would have been much more dubious the way they got in. Germany would have really not. Germany didn't lose too much square footage during World War One, and then they would have been in a great place to sweep up Austria-Hungary. Sweep up the Ottoman Empire, sweep up Russia, against whom Germany never lost a battle. And basically, the map would be German. Had they simply not attempted to go after their old rivals from the Franco-Prussian War, the French, because basically French and German, these are the same people. And they just want, each side wants the other side to be under the same government.
According to all the DNA tests, they're the same people.
They are.
They say French and German, Western European.
Right. They basically fight over how to pronounce Charlemagne, and that's it. I mean, there's really no difference. You know, you could argue about who has the better food.
Well, they speak different languages.
Not much, but yes.
French and German are very much different languages.
I'm told, and I don't know. I don't speak either of them, but... Yeah.
Anyway. One of them is very angry and shouty, and the other is considered the most romantic language in the world.
As I understand, they're separated by this area, which speaks another language also, which is Low German, and that's closer to what the Mennonites speak. Again, I don't know the specifics on it. All I can say is that I hope that we can learn something about our generation of conflict here in the United States. And what has it achieved? What do we have as a result of this generation of conflict? They got Osama bin Laden. So one guy's dead. I'm not sure. Obviously, there's people who may not agree that Osama bin Laden was got at the time or whatever. I don't really care about that particular. We'll take the historical line here and say that Osama bin Laden was got. But other than that, was there a victory had in Iraq? Is there a victory in Afghanistan to be had?
Probably not. Reports that I see on a regular basis from antiwar.com is that the Taliban has, you know, control over more of the country than they've had in the last 18 years.
Yeah. That's because, as I understand it, fighting under Trump isn't as widespread, but you know, I don't know what the specifics are. Trump seems to be more about make America great again and is less concerned about the foreign policy stuff. But
so jumping around regarding war, I've heard it said about Nixon that the worst thing you can say about Nixon is that about half of the American soldiers who died in Vietnam died after he decided it wasn't a winnable war and he needed to find a way out. He was just looking for a politically expedient way to get out.
Yeah.
So whenever you're looking at a war, and no matter how justified you think it is for the country to get into the war, just keep in mind how much power you're giving the government over your sons, that they can make these capricious decisions.
Daughters now, too.
Yeah, daughters, too. These capricious decisions that end people's lives for ridiculous reasons. But then the other question is, okay, so what happens if we get attacked? Do we just not fight back? What's the answer?
Sure. I wouldn't claim that, but I would ask, when was the last time the United States was attacked, and then why? Mm-hmm. Some might say 9/11. My defense to 9/11 to that would be the 9/11 might have been a counterattack against by people in the Middle East who felt the United States was an enemy occupying their area, that it was a counterstrike. If anybody has any disagreement with that, they're certainly welcome.
Right. People listening can't see that I'm making a face.
855-450-3733.
There are a lot of people that when looking at World War II think that history started on December 7th, 1941, and when looking at the War on Terror think that history started September 11th, 2001. And they don't look at anything that happened prior to those two dates.
That's because the government takes for granted that you don't pay attention to U.S. foreign policy.
And most people don't.
They do, yeah. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. I would never call these people anything but brave. However, what's their sacrifice for? What was Sergeant Gunther's sacrifice for? Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Hearing a lot about CBD these days? Yes, but which CBD products can you trust? Which website can provide proper education about CBD along with high-quality products? The answer? CBDonly.com. CBD, or cannabidiol, is one of hundreds of compounds found in the cannabis plant and one that contains a variety of medicinal benefits. Many doctors are starting to recommend CBD to their patients as an alternative or supplement to some pharmaceutical medications. CBD is becoming widely known to relieve pain, inflammation, and anxiety. Unlike THC that is found in the plant, CBD does not have psychoactive effects. In other words, it does not give the effect of being high. All CBDonly.com products are lab tested to ensure the highest quality standards. Shop CBDonly.com for CBD oils, edibles, vapes, skincare, even CBD for your pets. That's CBDonly.com. And you receive 15% off your order on CBDonly.com. Use discount code CBDNOW. Remember, shop for CBD products you can trust. Shop CBDonly.com, your CBD superstore.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. It's our live Armistice Day edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
Daryl prefers the Armistice Day over Veterans Day. What's the reason exactly? What you said that the meaning of Armistice Day had been changed in the renaming to Veterans Day.
Right. So Veterans Day is to celebrate everybody that has ever served in the military.
Yeah.
Armistice Day is to remember the ending of one particular war that at the time was the deadliest war in history and was supposed to be the war to end all wars. So by changing it to, hey guys, remember that really horrible thing we don't want to ever repeat? To, hey guys, let's celebrate everybody that ever put on a uniform and they're your heroes and we need more heroes. And heroes die for your freedom. So in a weird, twisted, roundabout way, Veterans Day and Memorial Day both have been twisted to celebrate people who die in wars. And I don't want anybody dying in wars.
I don't know that we're celebrating the fact that they died, though. I think we're celebrating...
There are some people that do.
...their dedication. We're not happy they're dead.
But you only have freedom to say that because people died. So it's this weird thing to where people are celebrating human sacrifice without acknowledging that they're celebrating human sacrifice.
I think it's respecting their sacrifice, not celebrating it.
I can see the point, right? So where the government would benefit, like, does the government want people willing or unwilling to fight and die for, like, something less than minimum wage for their wars that they're not going to support the people that are fighting and dying? I mean, it would seem pretty clear and obvious that all governments want as much fidelity as they possibly can get out of their working class, as it were.
So are you saying it's like they're celebrating martyrdom, which encourages people to become martyrs and die for things they shouldn't die for?
Because I want to be a hero, too.
Everybody wants to be a hero.
And what better way to be a hero than put on this uniform and go to a foreign country, shoot a gun at somebody that I've never met before in my life, and then die, and then everybody will celebrate me because I'm a hero.
I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, I think that we should respect people that the country asked to make a sacrifice, and they did so. I think it would be bad if we didn't respect them.
I think that
wouldn't be fair.
It's clear that what they were willing to do is, like, they're clearly brave people that were willing to do things. At the same time, I mean, I think the way we should go about respecting these people is, A, not fight frivolous wars.
Mm-hmm.
B, when you're willing to fight a war, fight that war until they're all dead. Right? Like, you know, all this half-stepping stuff is really what gets people killed.
You're going to fire your gun, empty your magazine.
Right. That's how I would see it. And then, also pay them. Stop acting like stop compensating young men with uniforms and accolades and all this stuff that when they're ready to get out and they've got a limb blown off or their minds, let's not forget, 22 suicides a day. Their minds are messed up and all this other stuff that we just basically forget about them. That the compensation package should be clear and it should be worth it. And if the United States of America, the people, compensated soldiers at the level at which they're worth, I suspect they would fight far fewer wars and have far fewer soldiers. Also, if you had fewer soldiers, hopefully you'd have better ones.
And speaking of the compensation thing, and there are some people that like to say that soldiers get paid less than minimum wage, but that's based on their on-the-clock 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah, I don't know what the pay for soldiers is. I haven't looked it up.
It's publicly available, and if you calculate it at 40 hours a week, then it's well above a, good-paying job, and I'm using air quotes there. Plus, there was actually an article that came out not too long ago. The military has said that the improvements of the economy have hurt recruitment.
It looks like starting salary for a private, and that's an E-1, is about $1,600 per month, and then it goes up a little bit.
But don't they get their room and board paid for in addition to that?
Yeah, if you want it. I mean, I don't know that I'd count that.
Compensation package.
Yeah.
Yes, but it's really crappy room and board.
It's still part of compensation.
But it's money you don't have to spend on room and board.
That's correct. But the vast majority of people, I personally would not count that in my pay. So I would count this at about $400 per week pay, which is,
it's above minimum wage.
Probably above minimum wage. I remember working for $300 a week and thinking, I really can't make it on this. And having a roommate and, trying to keep an apartment going.
And some people will wind up getting married because then there's a spousal bonus.
Yes.
That
and you can live on it in a different domicile.
You can live in different places, and then you get another bonus. And there are ways that people manipulate the pay scale.
Also the GI Bill, so that if they serve for 3 years, they come out and they go to a state school, 100% of the tuition is covered, and
right.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I've heard people say that they had a difficult time collecting on it. I don't know about that either. You can find people that call into a radio show and they say just about anything.
Right. There are a lot of people that when asked, why did you sign up? Well, because free college.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I mean, right? It's 3 years in the military sounds like a better deal than the rest of your life trying to pay off those bills, which can be prodigious, as any parent who's listening right now goes. But, nonetheless, we read this article about Sergeant Henry Gunther, his death on 100 years ago today. Last American to die on the battlefield, as named at least by Black Jack Pershing. And sort of to some extent, we're not entirely sure what the reasons are that motivate him. How could you be? The last thing that went through his mind was a machine gun bullet. So we don't know.
The director of the German Society of Maryland, Bob Wisk, believes that at least part of Gunther's motivation for running into the line of fire was to prove his loyalty to the United States.
Agreed. That could have been two reasons, though. One, his German heritage. He was being, you know, people, Germans all across the United States were being treated very poorly at the time, as though they were somehow in league with the Kaiser.
Right. And a side note is in 1890, there were 1,000 German language newspapers in the United States. By 1920, they were pretty much all gone. Yeah.
And also, apparently, his fiance had just broken up with him, so he was probably on a suicide mission anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure he's very
not
angry.
Having anything, you know, left to live for.
He'd also been busted down from sergeant to private for...
Yeah, like everything was going wrong in his life.
Yeah. And, you know, call that what you will, 3,000 Americans died on that day.
Yeah.
And it would be difficult to weave a narrative that says they in some way, shape, or form died for our freedoms.
Yeah.
They certainly were not, you know, I'm not claiming that they weren't brave, but it's a different statement to say that they're courageous versus saying that they died for your freedom. And, you know, that is demonstrably false.
And
most Americans walked away from World War One. Most people walked away from World War One thinking that it was a big waste of time. Governments were inefficient, rigid, stagnant organizations. By the time World War Two gets reworked by history, everybody's like, yeah! And, you know, the horrors of war are rarely mentioned in relationship to World War II.
Incidentally, we were mentioning before that people look at the War on Terror like it started on September 11th, 2001, and of course it didn't, and, you know, that things that the wars start on the date that we say they started. But, I mean, if you look at it, I think... it's always a continuum. The wars always have a basis from something that happened before, and whatever happened before has a basis from whatever happened before that.
Sure. Right.
So it's all continuous, and it's hard to say when anything started and whose fault it is exactly, because there's always a back and forth going back in infinitum.
I can say this categorically. I'm against the next conflict. Whatever it is, I'm just against it. I don't know whether it's going to be China or something else in the Middle East or whatever. You know, there's some blustering that's going on in North Korea. I think that in any of these circumstances, it's possible to just step back and say, hey, you guys want to have a war? You can do it on one side. You want to bring it to the United States' shores? It's going to be a whole different thing.
But I think generally the roots for war are always begin with something that doesn't look like it's going to be a root for war.
Right.
It's always something that looks fairly innocuous and then begins building and building over time.
Well, often that's the case. I think in World War II's case, it was both Japan and the United States both wanting to be an empire, like all the other empires that are around.
Mm-hmm.
The number 855-450-3733. Laurel's an immigration attorney, and we're going to talk immigration.
Yay!
855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.